Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. Today, as we continue this green and growing season after Pentecost, as the air is a little crisp when you get up in the morning, as you have to scrape off the frost on your windshield. But it's okay. You can always put on another sweater. It's always a good thing. I am so glad that you are here. Someone may need you to be here today. So I'm glad that you are with us as we gather in worship. There are Sunday school bags in the back if there are children who are with you or who will be with you so that they have a chance to see just how much it is that God loves them. And there are lots of other things printed up in your bulletin so that you can read and discover ways to connect with the worship that goes on here at St. John's. But we've gathered together this morning to be in worship. So let us continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song, Living Rain. Let us rise and sing together. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation. Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit we may with grateful hearts accomplish all that you would have us to do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
First lesson is from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 3 and 7 through 15c. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I a god to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had tore his clothes, he sent a message to the king. Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots, and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you will be clean. But Naaman became very angry, and went away, saying, I thought that he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Arbana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Can I wash in them and be clean? He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached him and said to him, Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, Wash and be clean? So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, Now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, eternal glory. The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this, and warn them before God, that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he had saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was not one of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. The Gospel of our Lord. I invite the congregation to have a seat, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning. And how is everyone this morning?
Good, 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 good.
Have you ever seen one of these before?
Yes, you have. What is it? It's a thank you card, right? So if
you get a birthday present or a Christmas present or if someone's invited you over to their house, you can write a thank you note, right? If you know, you want to say thank you to your grandma or to your grandpa or to an aunt or something like that, you can write a thank you, all right? Now, there's another really cool way that you can say thank you. Do you know what American Sign Language is? American Sign Language is how people who can't hear communicate. Yeah, they communicate with their hands, right? Okay, you know it better than I, but do you know how to say thank you in American Sign Language? Right? Right? If you're right-handed, you take your right hand, you put it right here, and you do that. That's kind of cool, you know? So if you're sitting there and you're just all excited, thank you. But then I read, then I heard, then someone showed me that to say thankful isn't just the one hand, it's both of them. So that you are full of thanks. In the story I just read from the gospel, 10 people were cured of a disease, right? It was a disease that had driven them out of town. They were supposed to go live off by themselves. And Jesus cured them. And one of them was so full of thanks that he ran back praising God and saying to Jesus, thank you. Now, you don't have a disease at the moment, I don't think. All right? And no one is kicking you out into the forests outside of town, and that's where you have to live, correct? All right. But there are normal, everyday things that happen for you, that happen to you, that happen with you, that we can be grateful for. And what I want you to remember is to say thank you. I want you to remember to be grateful and thankful and fill your life with that gratitude, because as you share that gratitude, you're sharing God's love. So thank you for coming up this morning, all right? And let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all your goodness in our lives. We thank you for the love that you share and the way that you show us how we can live our lives. Help us to live our gratitude and help us to share our thank and your love with all we can. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are 10 of them, outcasts. Quite literally, they have been cast out of the community in which they live. They are lepers. They are unclean. They have been forced to stay away, and if someone comes too close to them, they are to run in the other direction shouting, "Leper, outcast, unclean." There are 10 of them, and we don't hear how, but they have heard somehow that Jesus is coming by. They are excited by the possibilities, but not counting on anything for sure. They may have hopes built up, but hopes can be dashed quite simply. There are 10 of them. The 10 are the lepers in today's gospel story. Now, leprosy is kind of confusing for us in our day and age. We call leprosy a condition that is also known as Hansen's disease. And it's a condition that affects nerves, that can lead to open sores, it can lead to infection that eventually leads to amputation, as that lack of feeling leads to bleeding and bruising and infection and all of that. Now, we know that there have been leper colonies that treated people with this condition, or maybe you just remember Charlton Heston's mom and sister in Ben-Hur. There we are. In actuality, the leprosy that they are referring to in the Gospels and even in 2 Kings today can be any skin condition that can be seen by others. From eczema and psoriasis to poison ivy and hives to an allergic reaction to olives or even Hansen's disease. Any of these and many others were all considered leprosy. You see, because when you can see the rash, people worry about contagion. And because the threat of the contagion, anyone who has a rash that can be seen is removed from the community. This is why all 10 of these people were cast out. No one wanted everyone else to get whatever it is that they had. But you see, because leprosy, because a rash can go away, the solution to leprosy is to go and show yourself to the priest. Because if your hives go away, if your psoriasis is under control, you can rejoin your family and your life. Now, the 10 that we meet today, they had actually found a little respite. They had found each other. Too often when lepers were cast out, they were truly alone. But these had found each other. And now we have no idea how they found out that Jesus was coming near, but they had an idea. They had heard of Jesus. They had heard of his miracles. They've heard of the love that he has shown to people and the care he brings. And so they decide to make their way to Jesus and then hope that he will help them. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," they cry out. They come closer to Jesus than they had been to anyone else since they had been cast out. They were hopeful and they were faithful. And Jesus sees them. Jesus hears them. And like he has been encouraging all of us, Jesus loves them and cares for them. Jesus also wastes no time. "Go and show yourselves to the priests," he tells them. This time, he doesn't touch them or even speak to them very much. Instead, Jesus has mercy on them and releases them as quick as possible so that they can return to their lives. These 10 hear Jesus, and their hope springs higher and even higher and greater and more, and they run. They run to find the priest who can declare them clean. They run to find the priest who can allow them to return to their families and their jobs so that they can rejoin the community and be part of something, rather than to be lost and cast out and alone, but for those other ones who were equally cast out and alone. So they ran. And as they ran, they were made clean. As they believed in Jesus' command and they trusted in Jesus' love and care, they ran, they acted, they lived a faith that none of them even really knew that they had. Now, I'm certain that all of them are grateful for the mercy that Jesus shows. I am certain that they are all thankful for the opportunities to rejoin their lives. They are. How could you not be? But they are also excited. And those 9 we hear about listen to Jesus and they head to the priest. That's what Jesus tells them to do. And so they do it. But now we have to turn, or now we get to turn, to the Samaritan. Because in this story, it says that the Samaritan notices that he was made clean and he turns back, praising God with a loud voice. Now, this is inspiring to me. He sees, he gives praise, running and shouting and filled with joy, eventually stopping at Jesus' feet with gratitude. I also believe that this Samaritan realized that staying with his fellow lepers and going off to the priest like Jesus told them wasn't going to be any help for him. The priest would not see him, speak with him, recognize him, because he was a Samaritan. And so rather than face all of those issues, this man goes back to the source. He thanks God. He thanks Jesus. Eventually, he will continue home and rejoin his life. But this man knew going to the priest wasn't going to help. Going to Jesus was a way to show his gratitude. And talking with Jesus, this man is told that your faith has made you well. Now, this is also true of those other 9 lepers as well today. They believe and they trust and they acted like all of that mattered. That is faith, and they are living it. I think that Jesus is telling the Samaritan this because that Samaritan didn't understand that he could be a person of faith. As a despised Samaritan, too many people would have believed that he was beyond help, beyond God's concern, beyond faith. And Jesus looks him in the eye and tells him that he has faith. Jesus tells him, shows him, lives with him the gift of God that is faith. Jesus gives to this man from Samaria hope for tomorrow, hope for his family, hope for his people. Jesus loved him and all his people with the love that comes from God, and that man lived his faith. So how can this story inform our lives now in 2022? We don't have many lepers hanging around on the street. Or at least maybe not with Hansen's disease, and I don't think that we corral people with rashes and cast them out into the woods. But we do have those who are cast out, left behind, who we would rather not see. Sometimes that's us, but sometimes we join in casting them out. Jesus asks us to see them, all of us. Jesus asks us to see them as human beings, as sisters and brothers in God's family, and as people that we can help and care for, people we can love, from addicts and sick people to those who are in prison or those whose decisions have left them destitute. We get to see them. From those who are most like us to those completely different from us, we get to see them.
We get to see them and then live our faith, trusting in God's presence and love to guide us, aid us, and stay with us. Growing up, this story was used to encourage gratitude, just like I did with the girls this morning. And it was used especially by my mother to encourage us all to write thank you notes. And if you didn't write the thank you note within the first 4 days, she was on you. Oh boy, was she on you. Now that's a great thing to learn. It's a great thing to be reminded of. We get to live our faith in gratitude and love. But Jesus isn't only talking about gratitude today. He's teaching us about faith. Those lepers, their faith made them well. That Samaritan leper, his faith made him grateful. Our faith makes us ready to care for others. Our faith makes us ready to love our neighbor. Our faith makes us ready to share God's love with family and strangers, with those who are close to us and those people we just meet. Our faith is a gift from God, and Jesus shows us how it is that we can live that faith all the time. We can also learn from 2 Timothy today to remember Jesus, to remember the one who helped those lepers and who calls us from being cast out into being part of God's family and love. We can remember that the Word of God is not chained, not trapped, not tucked away. Instead, that the Word of God is alive, and fueled by our faith, we can reach to friends and family, neighbors and strangers, even enemies with that Word of God. And we can also learn today that when we cannot be faithful, when we are faithless, God remains faithful, and Jesus still loves us. We have hope, even in our weakness and even in our need. With the lepers today, we call out Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. We come to this table to receive that mercy. With the lepers, we listen to Jesus and we run in faith to the world. We run in faith to the world with joy, making God's vision for love and care into our mission every day. With the Samaritan, may we always take time to live in gratitude for all that Jesus does and all that God gives us. May we always remember Jesus. May we always share God's word in our lives and learn from Jesus to be faithful, always faithful. There is a lot for us to ponder today. Isn't it great that your faith has made you ready, willing, and able to do just that? Amen. Please rise as we celebrate our baptisms by confessing our faith together using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In gratitude and humility, let us join together in prayer on behalf of all God's creation. Gracious God, we give you thanks for bishops, pastors, and deacons. Inspire leaders of the church to proclaim your mighty deeds, that your saving faith may be made known to all. Lord, in your mercy, majestic God, we give you thanks for land and water, seed time and harvest. Break down boundaries we construct between ourselves and the rest of your creation. Bring renewal and restoration to places affected by pollution and deforestation. Lord, in your mercy,
Mighty God, we give you thanks for those in our community, nation, and world who work for justice and peace. Guide those who govern and act on behalf of those marginalized by race, ethnicity, or religion. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, we give you thanks that you hear the cries of those in need. Restore to community those who are stigmatized by illness, feel rejected, or who live in isolation. Send healing to all who suffer. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Sharon, Fran, Janet, Carol, Jack, Brenda, and Rhonda. May the hope-filled presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, we give you thanks for the healing ministries of this congregation. Equip those who visit, care, and pray for the sick. Give insight to doctors, nurses, home health aides, and all practitioners of medical arts. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God, we give you thanks for your faithful people who have gone before us to your glory. Renew our trust in your eternal promises of mercy, redemption, and new life. And we pray that your blessings would be on the family and the friends of Norma Schlageter. Lord, in your mercy. With grateful hearts, we commend our spoken and silent prayers to you, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.